Social fraternities are often in the spotlight, but not always for a good reason. There are stories of hazing, bullying, excessive alcohol consumption, and sexual violence. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with one university student who wanted to change that, and a campus community that embraced his vision to spread the message of consent.
After seeing photos of fraternities at Ohio University hanging banners on their houses, educating on the importance of consent, ISU junior Nicholas Foley says he was inspired. He was the vice president of public affairs at ISU's Inner Fraternity Council at the time, and says he decided it was time to take action against the stigma of sexual assault within Greek life organizations.
To show them that, you know, we're in unity. Fraternity life is not about this. We're fraternity men. We're about being proud men, being there for anyone and helping anyone.
ISU has 13 registered IFC fraternities, also known as social fraternities. 10 participated in designing and displaying a banner with a phrase educating the importance of consent. Banners at ISU read, "It is not consent if they're too afraid to say no. No does not mean convince me. Intoxication is not an invitation. No means no," and many more. Foley's plan was a week-long campaign at the beginning of November. Some banners stayed up well past that mark.
I did just to like show support is the biggest thing I think for survivors to see, and it's really inspirational.
It was the first time ISU fraternities banded together in a public display of support for survivors of sexual assault. Nikki Brower is the University Director of Health Promotion and Wellness, which works to educate students on the importance of sexual health through online training modules.
They're wanting to be involved with us, which is great because we want to engage them and working to make a better, like a safer and a more respectful campus.
She says she was happy to see the banners.
It's also kind of a testament, right? They're speaking out against these acts, and that I think is impactful for our students. It's also impactful for those communities, the Greek communities.
Caitlin Dobson is the senior specialist of fraternity and sorority life at ISU and advises the university's IFC. She helped Foley pull off the campaign.
Sometimes when you see a fraternity house, unfortunately some people may have some negative stereotypes or stigmas, and he thought this would be a really great way to show people that our fraternity men care about the prevention of sexual assault and sexual violence.
Dobson says only a few fraternities did not participate, and it wasn't because they didn't want to. They didn't have houses to hang the banners. Kappa Sigma participated even without a house. Foley says they made a banner to photograph and share on social media. Foley takes the issue of sexual assault personally. He says a fraternity member allegedly raped one of Foley's good friends at ISU last year.
That really, really affected me because this person is like a sister to me and really care for her, and just to see the pain, like, actually in person, what sexual violence does, it's devastating. And like, if that happens to you, like, what do you do? Like, are you shamed? Are you scared of what people are going to think of you?
Foley says he wanted to be that voice of support.
I was so excited to see it. I was like jumping up and down. I was really excited to see my friend see this happen on campus because you know, she's a survivor. She's so strong. I'm so proud of her for all the work that she's done, become, you know, better from that experience.
He posted photos of the banners on the Inner Fraternity Council Instagram account and on his personal Facebook page. 200 people shared Foley's post in 1 week. He raised more than $400 for the national organization Sexual Assault Prevention and Response Services. Former Vice President Joe Biden's National Sexual Assault Awareness Organization, It's On Us, shared one of Foley's photos on their social media account, too.
I've had people personally message me saying, oh, like, thank you. But I'm like, no, it's like, thank you, the survivors. Like, I'm not doing this for self-praise at all. I'm doing it because, you know, women and men both experience sexual violence, and I want them to know that if you come out, like, there's nothing wrong with it. You're not in the wrong. You're a strong, independent person that something bad happened. It's not the end of the line. Like, let's get through it.
Foley says he hopes the support of the IFC and fraternity men on ISU's campus will encourage survivors to speak out.
I'm doing this for you guys, like, for people that don't really think they have a voice and they need a voice, and I'm there, like, my parents taught me to be there for people who need you and, like, put others first and just be there for them.
He calls survivors some of the strongest people we know. After spending nearly 3 years at ISU, Foley says he loves the university. He says he wants to leave it better than he found it.
I personally want people to feel safe here because that's how I felt all my almost 4 years here, was safety. You know, I feel safe walking through the night, but I'm also a 6'2 male, and I'm pretty big, so people won't mess with me. I just want a more safer campus for everyone so everyone can enjoy like I did.
Dobson says fraternity and sorority membership is for life. That means members should represent the values of their organization past graduation.
Fraternities and sororities really exist to make men better men and women better women. And at the end of the day, we need, you know, those students to be the leaders in these areas, specifically with consent and sexual assault prevention. And so for us, it's really just kind of another chance to show the campus community that, you know, fraternity and sorority life is so much more than what people might think and what they may have heard, and unfortunately, sometimes what they may see in the news.
Last week, a former Baylor University fraternity president made national news. Jacob Walter Anderson allegedly raped a woman at a 2016 fraternity party. After convicted of 4 counts of sexual assault, a plea bargain landed Anderson a lesser conviction with 3 years of deferred probation and a $400 fine. ISU fraternity and sorority life specialist Caitlin Dobson recognizes an opening for change. She says being involved in Greek life on campus is a leadership opportunity. She says part of that leadership is being educated on sexual violence and sexual assault. Dobson says all new members to IFC have to complete an online module that talks about sexual assault prevention and alcohol education. A duo, she says, often falls hand in hand. I'm Mary Cullen.
New fraternity and sorority members also attend bystander empowerment training to learn how to recognize situations where sexual assault or sexual violence might occur and how to take a stand when it does.